These white settler graves in a remote cemetery in Australia remind us of one of the greatest tragedies in human history, the destruction of indigenous peoples all over the world with the consequences of European expansion. For example, in Australia itself, in 1788, there were about 300,000 Aboriginals. A century later, it was down to about 50,000. In Victoria, in 1830, there were probably about 15,000 Aboriginal peoples. In 1967, there were just three left. This happened all over the world, Mexico, South America, and it was a terrible tragedy. The diseases which these people brought and their animals brought were multiple: typhoid, typhus, plague, dysentery, tuberculosis, measles, smallpox, and they brought them along with their plants and their own clothing, often unintentionally, sometimes intentionally. And the people who lived in these remoter parts of the world just fell before these in their thousands and sometimes hundreds of thousands. These European white settlers often had many of the major European diseases. They might have had measles, they might even have had smallpox, but they often didn't die of these. This was because in Eurasia, these diseases had co-evolved with human beings. They'd usually come from animals, from pigs, from horses, from cows, and gradually over time, human beings had built up immune systems. When, however, the diseases came to virgin territories, small islands which had never experienced it, and even a great continent like Australia, there was absolutely no resistance. So everyone who caught measles or smallpox died, and this cut a huge swathe through the native populations. This is the main reason why, over the last 200 years, nearly all the tribal peoples of the world have been destroyed.